gaming. We do love to talk about games here on Tech Talk, and Sean this week has been finding out how to play cricket in an audio-only environment.
Do you know the difference between a grubber and a beamer? Or your googlies from your good lengths? If you do, chances are you're going to be very happy to hear about this upcoming audio game for Windows, BG 2020 Cricket.
I say I don't like cricket.
Joining me now to tell me more about it is Mark Pemberton and Hassan Khan. Hi guys, how are you?
Well, thanks, Sean.
Good, thank you, Sean.
Excellent. Mark, if I can start with you, because I sort of see you as the driving force behind this, because it was the problems you were having with the cricket board games that sort of made this happen.
Well, I guess I was frustrated with playing some of the games that were on offer, completely inaccessible. But I had some nice-sighted friends that would help me, and I memorised a lot of the rules of these games. And I started asking the audio developers if they'd consider making an accessible audio cricket game. And the T20 version, that's the sort of like the fast, compressed version of cricket, would be ideal. And eventually I got some response from Australia, a chap called Ian Humphreys, who runs Spoonbill Games. And he obviously is a bit of a cricket fan, and he agreed with me. There should be an audio game. And that was the start of it, really.
I like the way you said, eventually, someone got back to me. It's amazing how far you'll push it when you want something to be accessible.
I was sad enough to try and make it accessible myself by putting pen friend labels on multi-sided dice, 48 sides of dice, and I'd throw these dice, try and find them in the tray, use my pen friend reader to see what kind of result I got, you know, bowled or caught or dropped, without trying to knock the dice over. And by the time, it was agonizingly slow, and by the time I finished the game, the batteries had worn out. So I was so pleased when Ian Humphreys came back and said he would undertake the development of the game.
So let's talk about the game. It's for Windows?
Yes, it's a Windows only, and it uses the built-in Savvy Voices.
Ah, so it's self-voicing. You don't need a screen reader?
No, in fact, you need to turn your screen reader off. It is self-voicing with Savvy.
And it's also a free game?
Well, Ian Humphreys has retired. He was a programmer for all his working life, and when he retired, he started developing games for the blind, Blind Gamers, BG, and there were along sort of like puzzles, and later on he did some really good chess games. Sudoku, I think, is there. He's got quite a lineup of games, but this is the first one he's ever tried that's been a sports simulation, and he said himself he's really enjoyed himself making it.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be said that anyone who can give that amount of time for a project like this, you know, what a cool fella. Thank you. If you want to check out his other games, you can go to www.spoonbillsoftware.com.au. That's Spoonbill, Spoonbill. Now, BG 2020 Cricket has just finished the testing phase, and I've managed to have a go on the beta, so here's a little clip.
Pace bowler B. Kumar will bowl over number one. Hit enter to bowl the first ball. Inched. Oh. Drop catch. Do you want to run? Hit Y or N. Run out. Keeper breaks the stumps. E. Morgan is out, run out, or a duck. Enter to leg spin. Play a stroke. Hit A to man in the deep. What a catch. M. Alley is out, caught. FOR 27 runs. The umpire's decision is under review by the third umpire. The umpire's decision has been overruled. M. Alley is not out. England has two appeals remaining. Thank you for playing Blind Gamers 2020 Cricket.
As you can tell, I'm not very good at cricket, but look, the atmosphere of the audio was really well done.
Yeah, it's got loads of atmosphere, actually. That's one of the nicest parts about it. I was so pleased as we put the layers of sound on that it really became better and better. And it's it's not your Indian sort of crowds by any means. It's more sort of, I would say, an English ground. But it's a good atmosphere for all that. Yeah.
And what about the actual gameplay? I mean, the mechanics of it. How would you describe it? I mean, is it easy to get to grips with? Are there a lot of controls?
As I say, it's quite simple. You toss the coin, and that tells you whether you're bowling or you're batting. And if you're batting, then you have two choices of either going at it hard, aggressive batting, or more careful, conservative batting. And if you're bowling, then you have a choice of five bowlers. That's kind of like out of the box form of playing. But there's something called the team builder, which means that you can adjust your squad. You can make your own, like a fantasy team. Or you can simply make yourself captain of the, in my case, the England side. Can't help myself there. So it's customizable. That would come later, once you've played a few games, because it does come with quite a few already sort of preset international teams, 2020 squads, of course.
Well, this seems like a perfect time to bring in Hassan, who's a gameplay tester on the project. And as a member of the England Blind Cricket team, he's perfectly qualified for this.
Well, you're kind. Yes, I am. I do play for the England Blind Cricket team. From my perspective, I've been playing audio games for a very long time. I love sports games, but there was one thing lacking, and that was an audio cricket game. And in order to play a game, I would actually play Brian Lara 99 on PlayStation 1, which, you know, wasn't fully accessible, but it meant that I could play some sort of cricket game. So when I bumped into Mark on Varel, and I heard that there was an audio cricket game being designed, well, I was just over the moon. I could not believe it, and I wanted to be involved.
It seems like Varel had a lot to do with this game.
You're spot on. Sorry, Sean, you're spot on there, because one of the other testers came through, Ed, and he heard about us on Varel, and there's quite a lot of international interest from New Zealand and Australia, all from Varel.
Yeah, it's a great resource, Varel. There's a lot of good people on there. Now, Mark, you have told me that this is the first audio cricket game. Hassan, that can't be true, can it? Is he making that up?
No, absolutely not. This is the first ever audio cricket game that has been designed with blind and partially sighted people in mind.
So, Hassan, as you are the cricket professional, what do you think of the game?
Well, look, as an initial project goes, considering it's the first game ever, it is absolutely spot on and excellent. Mark earlier spoke about the atmosphere. The atmosphere is like your Lords or the Oval. The gameplay is simplistic but enjoyable. You know, you've got international teams that you can relate to, those of us who like cricket and play cricket. Well, what can I say? I think I have dreams and aspirations of a more complex game, but as games go, this is an excellent start.
Wow, that's a ringing endorsement, Mark.
That was very well said, too, and I totally agree. I'm really looking forward to what might come out of the this game. It, as Hassan says, it is a simple game to play, but it's a kind of difficult game to win sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You do have to think. It's not like, yeah, you're pressing enter to bowl and you're pressing A or C whilst you're batting. Yes, that's simple, but actually you do have to think on your feet as to what bowlers you pick, whether you're going to pick a strong bowler, whether you're going to pick a weaker bowler. There is strategy in it.
Yeah, it's all quite subtle, really, but that's what cricket's all about. It's about tactics, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think people, you don't even have to like the game of cricket to try this game and to enjoy it, because, you know, at the moment it's not going to be played online, but you can play, you can have someone sighted with you or another friend with you, and you can play together.
Mm. Oh, Sean, that's a good point, actually. This isn't what we all wanted, which is an online version.
Yep, I know that's what you were looking for, an online multiplayer experience, but maybe that'll come along later on.
Yeah, that'd be the sort of like the wish list of all of us, really. I mean, the other tester, Ed, would love that. We'd all like to play the Aussies in reality. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Absolutely. I think this game has broken down barriers, and if it became online, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of, is it Quentin's Playroom? I've seen hundreds of people from Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka and South Africa, and it would be wonderful to play against those people. And I mean, when I say it would change their lives, it would give them, you know, something to enjoy.
Also, Sean, the reason that the blind people are interested, they either aren't or they are interested in cricket, is because it's so accessible through the excellent radio coverage we have, you know. BBC's Test Match Special, for example. That's what got me into cricket, and I think the same probably will say the same. You know, we all got that sort of similar connection in all the sort of countries that play cricket. It's the radio that does it.
Yeah, I actually, you know, learned some of my English, because when I came here, I couldn't speak English. So that's exactly how I learned English, by listening to TMS and falling back in love with the game.
Yes, that's why you speak so posh then.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone over the covers before. Super shot.
Well, it's obvious that you are all so passionate about the game, but when is it actually going to be released?
Myself, Ed and Hassan, the testers, have approved it for release. So it's just been sort of like boxed up, really, by Ian in Australia. And he's thinking early February, let's say early February.
Fantastic. So keep an eye on his website. It's www.spoonbillsoftware.com.au. And if anyone wants any more information, can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you should have any questions, or you perhaps fancy a game, then please do come and find me on Burrell. My username is Red7.
And Mark?
Of course, yes, I'm on Burrell. My username is Tunerstar. TunerStar.
Perfect. Listen, I just want to say well done. You've done really well to get this off the ground and actually get it finished. It was really impressive. Nice one.
Cheers.
Cheers now. Bye.